The other day, I was watching a television program where the host had arranged a panel of people to discuss this question: who is Jesus? Now, he had all kinds of people there from differing religions, some from the cults, and an atheist. He had a Christian there who made a very clear statement about who is Jesus. Well, the other people were all over him for making such a bold statement. How can you say that? And he said, "My authority is the Bible." Well, that even made them more angry. The Bible is not true. It's a novel. It can't be trusted. There's no scientific fact. They were pathetic. Who is Jesus? We can tell them who Jesus is. And what would we say this morning about that? We would say he was born of the Virgin Mary, sent by the Father God, raised in Nazareth, ministered in Galilee, crucified outside Jerusalem. He died, he was buried, he rose again, and he has ascended into glory, seated with all power and authority, and he's coming again to rule as the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Amen. You're not loud enough. Wonderful. That's what we would tell them. And that's what we're saying in the communion service. We are saying we believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And we are proclaiming that as we eat the bread and drink from the cup. We're making a loud, clear statement. Let's bow for prayer. Heavenly Father, give to us just now an experience of communing with you, with our Savior, and with the Holy Spirit. Make these moments sacred in our hearts. Amen. In Matthew, Mark, and Luke, it is recorded that Jesus met with the disciples to keep the Jewish Passover feast, celebrating their deliverance from slavery in Egypt. And after the meal, he took bread, blessed it, broke it, and said to them, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And so we eat. Amen. And he took the cup and said, "This is the symbol of my blood shed for you, the new covenant in my blood. Drink it in remembrance of me." And so we do. Amen. Jesus loves me. This I know. With the Bible tells me.